This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. President Donald Trump said Friday the U.S. government was working with other countries to develop a coronavirus vaccine at an accelerated pace while preparing to distribute a vaccine once one is ready. In announcing the effort, dubbed Operation Warp Speed, Trump said the government would invest in all the top coronavirus vaccine candidates and said a list had been narrowed to 14 promising possibilities. He said his administration would mobilize its forces to get a vaccine distributed once one was in place.
This will eliminate any unnecessary delay and enable us to begin providing Americans with a proven vaccine the day our scientists say, we're ready, we got it.
Experts have warned it would likely take 12 to 18 months or more to get a vaccine ready for the public. But the president has sought to speed up that time frame while also playing down the need for a vaccine as he encourages U.S. states to reopen their economies. President Donald Trump expressed no concern Friday about a rapid coronavirus test the White House has been relying on to ensure his safety, even though FDA Commissioner Stephen Hahn has admitted it might not be 100% accurate. AP's Sagar Meghani has more.
The Food and Drug Administration says it's reviewing preliminary data suggesting the Abbott Laboratories test may return an inordinate amount of false negatives. The president's called the test a game changer, and it's been used for weeks in a bid to keep the White House complex safe.
It's a great test. It's a very quick test. And it can always be very rapidly double-checked.
He spoke in the Rose Garden, where many officials and staffers were wearing masks, but not all.
We've all been tested, and we're quite a distance away, and we're outdoor. So I gave them the option. They could wear it or not.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
For more on these stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. The coronavirus dealt another devastating blow to the U.S. economy. We get details from AP correspondent Mike Hempen.
The Commerce Department says retail sales dropped by a record 16% from March to April as business shutdowns caused by COVID-19 kept shoppers away and threatened stores across the country. The sharpest drops occurred at clothiers, electronic stores, furniture stores, and restaurants. Purchases at retailers are a major component of overall consumer spending, which fuels about 70% of economic growth. Over the past 12 months, retail sales have plunged nearly 22%. I'm Mike Hempen.
UN aid agencies are intensifying COVID-19 operations to prevent the spread of disease in Rohingya refugee camps in Cox's Bazar, Bangladesh. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
UN refugee agency spokesman Andre Mahetich says